Welcome to the Dell Golf Podcast.
My name is David Adele, and let's sit down at the workbench and talk about how we can play our best golf. So one of the questions we just received was, how do you go about switching from radial to linear and then drills? So that's a good question. One, switching from radial to linear, I think, is a lot easier than people think. It's a multi-pronged question because there's a lot involved in it. One, you have to say radial strokes are more complicated, in my opinion, are more complicated because, you know, I don't think the body sets itself up in most postures, and most people have difficulty controlling time in a stroke and then variating the length of the stroke. So a linear stroke, in my opinion, is quite a bit simpler. And if you look at, you know, most of the effective putters ever, they were linear putters. So I think we naturally gravitate easily towards the linear process because we play golf by pressure. Time is a complicated scenario. And so most people relate how hard to hit a putt based on pressure. How much effort do they think they need to exert on the putter to roll a ball at a specific distance? And that's pressure related, and pressure is a time related scenario. So one of the barriers to linear putting is the putter setup. And there's three types of linear strokes. There's what I would deem a short linear stroke, medium, and long. And depending the length of your backstroke determines whether you're short, linear, or medium, or long. And weighting of the putter is very essential for effective linear putting because you're not using the shoulders to sling the putter head around. And the tendency with radial putters is people get very heavy heads, or their heads are too heavy. There's no internal weight, optivibes, or counterweight, or combination thereof, that make the putter effectively lighter, so the shoulders become very active and, you know, to produce enough force to be able to stroke the putt to try to take the hands out. Linear putting is, you know, applying force at a right angle to the putter shaft rather than a pendular kind of a motion, and has several positive attributes. It reduces face rotation and it produces generally a straighter path. And that's obviously dependent on the slot that a person putts in and or the putter's lie angle. But linear putting is effectively easier if you weight the putter correctly, because since you're now applying linear force and generally speaking not using your shoulders, which I don't believe you should, your great putters do not use their shoulders to putt with. They're applying right angle force generally through the right arm in a straight line fashion, that if the putter head's too heavy, it can cause issues. It can cause pressure issues. It can cause lag issues, which can cause face, you know, head change on the forward stroke where you see the putter face opening. I did a study by going to torque balance with a linear stroke that we saw a 4-degree reduction in that transitional lag of the face being more open at the start down of the putting stroke. So yeah, the linear process is very easy to execute. First, you have to shut the shoulders off. They don't move. The body becomes almost rigid. The pivot feels very stable. And when you isolate the pivot from moving, then it gives total responsibility to the arms. So switching to a linear stroke, whether it's short, medium, or long, is a weight-related issue. If you have a short linear stroke, you're not going to want head weight. You're going to want the lightest head you can get, and then you're going to want internal weight or counterweight or a lot of counterweight, which gives the sensation of mass, but yet doesn't, you know, stifle the motion. When you have a short linear stroke, the cadence backwards and forward produces lag pressure, and the inertial changes of the putter going back and forth magnify the head's actual mass. So that's why the head doesn't need to be as heavy. But yet there needs to be a counterreactive force in the handle so the putter just doesn't feel like a feather. And middle linear strokes will like a little bit of counterweight and generally a little bit of internal weight and a fairly neutral head mass, you know, maybe in the 330 range to potentially 340. And then a long linear stroke is going to want a little bit of counterweight, maybe 40 grams or 50 grams at the top, and then heavier head because the stroke motion is going to be longer. So therefore, the greater mass has time to accelerate without causing, you know, weird transitional changes. Another factor that makes switching to a linear stroke critical is the slot that you put the putter in. And the slot is dictated by arm length differentials. It's dictated by from the knuckle to the elbow and the elbow to the top of the humeral head. If there's a differential greater or less than, then that changes your slot. Longer, lower forearms are going to mean that you're going to putt from a more vertical angle, and neutral lower arm length to upper arm length is going to produce more of a torso slot, and a longer upper arm to lower arm is going to produce a flatter plane. So getting in the right slot allows the putter to move back effectively back and forth without it seeking its true slot. So if you start off in a torso slot and you're deemed to be an upper shoulder slot, the putter's going to want to float outward. If you have start from a shoulder slot and your torso slot, the putter's going to suck inward. So a lot of the path issues are relative to the body naturally seeking its own slot, and which will become more evident as you become a linear putter. Another factor that is critical to linear putting is activation of the right arm. So since we've shut the shoulders down, we've taken that mobile joint system and turned it into kind of a fixed scenario, because it's only going to work based on what's going on in the lower half. And so all you have to do is stand in a mirror and look at how your lower arm hangs. And if your hands turn inward or palms facing behind you, you're going to be a cover golfer. And if your wrists are more vertical, you're going to be a side-on golfer. And so your fold pattern, how you take your hands back without moving your chest, you'll see that your elbow will present your hand, you know, the way your arms articulate and fold, your hand will either be facing downward, it'll be perpendicular to the ground, or it will face skyward. So, you know, Zach Johnson, Dustin Johnson, their grips are going to roll more under or palms facing more skyward. Tiger's wrists are very vertical, so he puts his hands on the putter very vertically. And cover golfers are either in a claw or right hand and left hand more on top of the golf club. And grip can also be a big factor in that. If you're under golfer, you can tend to have larger grips. Side-on golfers are going to tend to like kind of middle-sized grips to smaller. And cover golfers are going to tend to like smaller grips because it allows them to get their hands on top. That being said, claw golfers tend to like a little bit bigger size so that they can feel the mass of the putter grip within the crotch of the hand. But if it gets too big, then the left hand has a hard time getting on top. So with that being said, the process of linear putting versus, you know, pendular putting or radial putting is quite a bit of a different process. The thing is that what makes it easy, if you're complying to your primacy, which is the natural processes that your body have, and then you've had this process of, let's say, radial putting, that which we would deem as frequency. I've done this many times. If you override, you can override frequency, the habit of doing something, if you comply to primacy in the recent. So if you do something new that complies to your primacy and you set it up for your body to work correctly, you will function very, very well. If you don't set your body up in the correct position, the right slot, the right grip, have the putter weighted correctly, it's going to be difficult to override frequency if you don't comply to the primacy. So linear putting, in my opinion, is the way to go. I've been teaching putting a long time, and radial putting is so difficult to get people to do because their postures, their upper thoracic area stands a lot taller. The shoulders don't necessarily work in a natural way around your body. They tend to rock and move upward and downward rather than rotating effectively around your body symmetrically, unless you bend way over, which, you know, we saw Michelle Wee do. I think maybe she did that because it complied more to her sense of trying to radial putt. Not exactly sure on that, but, you know, that's what I would surmise from watching her have success with it. But, you know, the way the body works is a very natural thing. And if we shut down the hypermobile joints of the shoulder and we set our hypermobile joints, our wrists, in the right position, they become fixed. And then it really is surrendered to the dumbest joint in the whole assembly, I call it, and that's the elbow. The elbow only bends one way. And if you set yourself up in the right slot and have the right grip, it's basically pulling that right arm back and pushing through in a very consistent manner that makes linear putting so effective. If your shoulders are flying around in space-time and motion, your hands will always know where your body is, and your arms and hands are always going to follow the path line of your chest unless you do something to act upon it. And so linear putting is just a really simplified motion of a stroke. And the minute you throw the shoulders into it, you've thrown in a huge power source that is hard to govern. And you will find out very quickly when you start executing a true linear stroke, how you actually feel ball on head, you actually feel things simplify, and you actually, with the weight correctly weighted putter, it's very, very easy to execute. And you're going to tend to want to go lighter with a linear stroke because you're not needing a big heavy sledgehammer slinging around by your shoulders. Now your right arm is going to be providing the power source. And one of the big things to understand about linear putting is you can't do it with a straight arm. I see that often a lot. People show up looking like the Tin Man with these long arms, and that's because they're trying to radial putt, and then their hands are kind of slapping at it too, or they're flipping with their hands. And when you effectively linear putt, you're going to have a little bit of right arm bend. And that is essential, one, because it allows the right arm to activate. If I was a boxer, I wouldn't try to punch someone at the end of my jab. I would want to have enough right arm to go through them. And same thing with putting. If you have enough effective right arm, then your right arm can fold and straighten and articulate correctly without having, you know, restriction of power. And when you have plenty of power, then we know what we can take off of a putt rather than what we're trying to find in the scenario that we don't have. Another factor of linear putting is our elbow positions. So, you know, effectively setting your elbow up in the right position. So if you're a cover golfer, meaning that your elbows point more outward, you're going to want your elbows in a more pointed outward position. You're not going to want them tucked underneath. And that's another flaw I see a lot of people that come in, they're all tucked underneath. They got their right hand grip too strong or rolled underneath for their fold. And then when they want to articulate their arm starts to corkscrew, meaning that the hand tries to recruit to a higher position. And I see that more often than I see it recruiting underneath. I see a lot of people that are in the incorrect slot. Their elbows are tucked underneath their shoulder slot. They got the putter pointed, you know, right around below their belt line. And then the arms want to float outward because they're seeking their slot. And so they roll their grip underneath to help try to make the path correct. But now they've messed up the face position, because when the arm articulates, it rotates the hand in a covering position and causes face closure. And then you see this myriad of like blocking and raising up motions and shoulder actions. So right aimers will tend to flip their shoulders left, and left aimers will flip their shoulders up out right. And so we see a lot of rise angle issues. Rise angle is the forward motion of the putt. It produces a vector that generally may be offsetting some other scenario. So elbow positions are immensely important. You'll see a lot of cross-handed putters. The reason why they go to crosshand is because they're a side cover golfer or cover golfer, meaning that when they take their hand, so if you keep your pivot square and you move your hands backward, you put your two hands together and you just move them backward and you look in a mirror, if your elbow goes behind the sagittal plane is the hip to the shoulder. If your elbow goes behind that, then you're a cover golfer. So you'll see a lot of cross-handed putters. The reason they do that is because it pulls the elbow back behind. As it bends, it pulls it more into a recruited position that matches their fold. And they find a balance in that. That's a strong reason why people do that, why they go to crosshand, because it actually allows their arms to work in the correct manner. Now, the putter plane may not be correct to that fold, and that's the slot. So that's where lie angle comes into it really big. So when it comes to drills, the other part of the question is, what about drills? So one of the drills I like having people do is putt with just the right arm only. And what you'll start to see is the flaws that they have with flipping the head and not using the elbow correctly, not getting the elbow in the right position to where it can push effectively at a right angle to the putter. And all this becomes a lot easier if your putter face aims. If your putter face doesn't aim, then you're going to make compensations because of where the face is going to point at impact. So having a putter that aims correctly is essential to being an effective linear putter. And I would imagine that the great putters had the ability to aim their putter and therefore be able to put themselves in a position that they could linear putt effectively and hit it in a straight line. Another drill that I really like is, and it can be done with radial putting, but is a string drill. I put a string out 15 feet away. I like 15 feet. It's long enough to be dangerous, close enough to where you feel like you can execute and find a station on the green that's 15 feet. And putt to the string and learn how to control speed. Control your box size. What I mean by that is a radial putter changes the length of the stroke and the rate of time to hit a ball a certain distance. A linear putter's box size stays generally the same size, and they change the rate within the box. Now, this isn't meaning that, you know, if 60-foot putt, that they're not taking it back farther, because that's a requirement. But in the realm of, you know, 25 feet and in, our box size generally stays the same, and we change the rate within the box. Just like when I throw a baseball, I'm not going to, you know, barely move my arm to throw it to somebody close. I'm just going to change the rate, keep the cycle size the same, and then I'm just going to keep changing the rate the farther I need to throw the ball. That way I know how hard to throw something, and I know the rate that's needed to do that, because the interval isn't changing and the rate. That makes things very difficult when you change multiple things. Another drill that works quite effectively is just get on a zero line. Find a dead straight uphill putt and work on putting your wrists into position and your elbow positions. Shut your pivot down and or putt with your right arm only or both arms, and just work your arm elbow in a straight fashion, pushing towards the target. Simplify the motion. If it's going left and you see the putter face flipping upward because you're flipping at it with the lower hands, or you're lagging it too much, you might see it go to the right. So snap lines can be very effective to seeing how that stroke works. Meaning, simply, I used to go down to Hobby Lobby and get a couple sewing needles and or knitting needles, and I go find some elastic over in the fabric section, and I would merely just tie some of that thin elastic onto two sewing needles, and you can put that on a zero line. That would be an overhead snap line, so you can see how much face rotation, what grip can match that face rotation, the necessity for reducing face rotation, and how I can work my arm in a back and forth motion and maintain that head from flipping upward or downward. That can be extremely effective. Another drill that I like to see happen is gait drills, where you can see how, by putting yourself in the correct position, how you can roll a ball dead straight. You can do that simply with some tees, and or you can do it with the Pels Tutor, which is a good little tool. It's mobile. Couple ball bearings on a triangle platform, and learn the ball, how to roll the ball dead straight. And you're going to find out when you get yourself in a zeroed out position, meaning that your slot's good, your grip's good, your putter aim's good, the weight of the putter's good, you'll be able to execute through the gate without any issues. And I think that's the essence of putting is, you know, can I, one, read a green correctly? Go find an aim point instructor if you don't know how to read greens. Look at that process. It's phenomenal. And if you can roll a ball straight and you can control the speed, you're going to make putts. And, you know, this apprehension to 5 and 6 footers is going to go away when you know you can roll your ball straight. And that's going to come from you setting yourself up correctly for success. I get the right putter, weight the putter correctly, get your body in the right position that matches your biomechanics, and then turn it over to the dumbest joint in the whole system, which is the right elbow, pull it back and push it through, and you're going to become a great linear putter. So I hope that helps. If you have any questions, keep them coming. I love answering them. Thanks for listening to this episode of the Adele Golf Podcast. Make sure you stay tuned for more podcasts coming your way on a regular basis. Subscribe in Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. If you're interested in going through a fitting process and finding the best putter for you, head over to adelegolf.com. Go to the Find a Fitter tab, scroll down, and find a fitter in your state nearby. Find a putter that you know is custom fit for your best performance. That's it for today. We'll see you next time